Hello. You've reached the Solopreneur Hotline podcast, where one woman shows call in to ask for advice, vent when needed, and collaborate to grow thriving and fulfilling businesses. I'm Alina Scarsella, and through the years of running my own business and helping dozens of women to build and streamline theirs, I know how tough it is to go it alone. The good news is, you don't have to. I created this show to provide real answers and honest feedback about all things solopreneurialism. I'm taking your calls and bringing in some powerhouse experts to deliver actionable steps to make your CEO life easier, give you some new perspectives to consider, and perhaps most importantly, share some relatable stories and solutions to common struggles. Let's ride this roller coaster together. Ooh, I am so excited that I'm finally doing this. Everybody in my inner circle has known that I've wanted to start this little show for years, and now it's finally happening. I am finding the time, I'm getting it done, and I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm here, and it's all happening. Okay, so I am recording this first episode to really just introduce myself to anyone who may be listening that is new to me and tell you a little bit about what you can expect to hear on this show. Well, first off, I'm Alina. Hi. I am so happy you're here. And if you're not familiar with me or if we haven't crossed paths yet, feel free to reach out and say hi. Find me on Instagram, head over to my website, drop me a line however you can, and just say hi. All right, so a little bit about me, and this show is going to be the realest. There's going to be no filter, and I really don't love talking about myself, so we're going to get through it. But just to introduce you, basically, when people ask me what I do, I like to say that I help people who help people. I currently work in three main areas of business. So those are content marketing, which is, you know, just like organic content creation, web design and SEO, which is pretty self-explanatory, and then operations. So I'm someone who loves to be super creative. I'm an avid DIYer and always have like three or four fun artsy projects going on in my house. So my content creation and web design services keep my visual and creative brain active, but I'm also someone who has a very strategic brain, and I'm pretty darn good at taking big, complicated ideas and distilling them down into actionable steps, and then making those steps as easy as possible to tackle. I'm also completely obsessed with systems and technology that make life easier for us solo entrepreneurs, or those wanting to really elevate their client experience. So I've used every CRM platform, email marketing service, social media scheduler, project management platforms, all that good stuff. And I know that this kind of piece often gets overwhelming for people who just want to do what they love to do. You know, I'm the girl that CEOs come to when they've just gotten to the point where they have 10 different programs and hours of virtual paper shuffling, needed to get a potential client, you know, from the prospecting phase all the way to the end to collecting their testimonials. So after setting up all sorts of CRMs and things over the years, I ended up becoming a Dubsado certified specialist in January of 2022, and it really is my holy grail for entrepreneurs who want to deliver a luxury client experience, but also be like as hands-off as possible with their scheduling, invoicing, all the things that go into onboarding and offboarding, and basically just all the things that have to happen to keep business moving forward while still having space in their schedule to do what earns them the big bucks and stay in their zone of genius. So anywho, all of the ins and outs of working with me are, of course, on my website, but promoting those services really isn't the main reason why I'm creating this show. Really, it's because I genuinely love what I do and the people that I serve, and I really wanted to create a space where we can get super real about what it's like to start and grow a business single-handedly, because it's really hard. It is not freaking easy. For the last six-ish years, I've been a full-time solopreneur, working with almost exclusively other female solopreneurs. So I've realized that we all go through really similar seasons, similar struggles, and having a place to go to feel seen and heard is, I think, one of the most valuable things that you can do for yourself if you're running a business on your own, especially as a woman. You know, I really do know this to be true because of how I got my start and what I continue to hear and chat with my inner circle about all the time. So you'll definitely hear me mention, you know, things about my background within the coming episodes. But the super short story basically is that I graduated from college with a bachelor's degree in event management. So I love a good party. I love talking to people. And at the time, I didn't really feel the effects of going out and running around every night like I do now. So it sounded like a great thing to be doing. And I really did love it. But for the next 2 or 3 years after graduation, I had multiple part-time jobs and internships all at the same time while applying for my first big girl job. I mean, hundreds of applications and interviews over, you know, those couple of years. You know, I had interviews every month because my resume was stacked with experience and tactical skills and competitive programs that I did, but no one wanted me, or they offered me less than what I was making running around to my 3 part-time gigs. So it was super exhausting to jump around from place to place every day, but I really did kind of like having tons of variety in what I was doing. And I found myself really loving the small businesses I worked for. You know, I would go in on days that I wasn't scheduled. I would suggest more work for myself that, you know, I didn't need at the time. But, you know, I started thinking about why that was. You know, why did I actually enjoy doing all these things even though I was exhausted? And I was still applying for jobs that didn't even excite me. You know, and I realized that every time I got hired at a small business or a mom and pop shop here in the city that I live in, it would start as, you know, something like an events manager or a marketing person or a receptionist. And then it would turn into a lot more. You know, like I said, I would get assigned these random projects, or I would make suggestions to the owners about how to do things better. And that kind of snowballed into me creating my own job descriptions half the time, or just being the floater. And eventually what happened was these small business owners were recommending me to other small business owners for like 1 or 2 things at a time. You know, whether it's, oh, this girl does my newsletter, she can do yours too. Or, you know, this girl created a really awesome flyer for our event this weekend. If you ever need, you know, any graphic design stuff or any quick little projects, here's her contact info. And that kind of changed the game for me. Cause I would show up at the person's office and they would ask me how much I wanted to charge for, you know, a one-off little graphic or something like that. And I was like, I don't know, what do you have? You know, what did you have in mind? So there was a weird point in one of these little gigs that, you know, I was doing things like payroll. I was scheduling everybody. I was doing a lot more. And the job turned into like 5. And people that do those jobs separately full time were making a lot more than where I started at this job. So we got into a little tiff, and, you know, I talked to one of the other business owners that I was doing things here and there for at the time, and she encouraged me to bring a contract into the meeting. So that's what I did. And she ghosted me. She didn't even show up. I emailed her the contract the night before just to prepare her so that she could have a look before we're face to face. And she didn't even show up to the coffee shop we were going to meet at. So that almost prompted me to just like go for it full time, or full force. I mean, I couldn't transition, of course, to full time immediately. But I was like, no, this is a good contract. And there's enough people out there that need my stuff. So that's how it all started. And then I, you know, did a little bit more digging around online, because I was like, if I'm going to start a business, I'm going to actually start a business. And I have some things to learn, right? So that's when I realized that virtual assistants were a thing. And I officially redubbed myself a virtual assistant within just a couple months, you know, 3 or 4 months, I was able to drop all of the nonsense that I was doing before, all of my part-time jobs, and I was working with people nationwide, and it was amazing. So, you know, through being a virtual assistant for a couple of years, I really got to see the back end of a lot of businesses run by women who are doing everything themselves. which is super inspiring, especially for someone who never was able to fit in to any, you know, corporate roles, or, you know, I just didn't know what I wanted, but what I really wanted was freedom. So that's what I gave myself. And I'm sure that's what you're on a mission to give yourself to, because it doesn't just end when you start the business or you've been in it for a while. It's a continuous thing that, you know, I'm striving for every day I come back to. Am I giving myself the freedom that was the goal in the first place? So that's a little bit about my background and, you know, how I got started, how I was able to really get a super behind the scenes look at dozens of businesses while I was a virtual assistant. And then I kind of transitioned into a more OBM, online business manager kind of role. And my clients were expecting more consultative things and, you know, advice on how they should be scaling. And then I would, of course, let them know what I thought, and they would say, okay, now you go implement. So, you know, as much as I love consulting and strategizing with people and letting them know what I know and what I've seen and what's worked for my clients and, you know, what hasn't, because I've shared in a lot of flops and a lot of trial and error with some other business owners, but it's all just as valuable as a success is. So, yeah, about 2 years ago, I dropped all of my lovely retainer clients in a very bittersweet transition. And, you know, today I'm just doing mostly product-based work, and a lot of consulting. But again, one of my favorite things to do is just meet with other entrepreneurs and, you know, level with them, because a common thread that I find between us is that, not a lot of people understand what it's like to run a business solo, but especially in the online space. You know, when the pandemic hit, all of my friends were like, wait, what are you doing? how do I get started doing that? And so it's been a wild and fun ride, but also a hard one. So my goal for this little show here is to, you know, normalize some of the common struggles and more specific struggles, and kind of create a space where we can learn from each other, share experiences, share ideas, and just get creative with how we're running our businesses. So that's kind of what you can expect to hear. I am brand new to this. I've been a guest on a bunch of podcasts, but producing one is a different animal. So be prepared to hear my little dog, Theodore, barking in the background. My audio might not be perfect just yet. I am definitely learning. So I hope you stick around. And I am excited. So just about the concept of this show. So since I'm not the corporate girly that I thought I would be, I thought it would be fun to poke fun at the typical corporate structure and the different departments within them. Because to be honest, as a solopreneur, we are the head of every department, right? So I thought it would be interesting to do episodes kind of categorized as the different departments. So we're going to be talking about the HR department and team and outsourcing. We'll talk about the IT department and technology and systems. Of course, marketing and branding and website stuff. What else? And then we will always have at the end of each little cycle, a complaint department episode where we can vent and laugh about how hard it is to do this. And the weird quirks that come along with working from home, uncomfortable truths that just come with the territory and all of that good stuff. So, you can expect to hear from an expert on almost all of the episodes. And really, each episode is going to answer a caller question. So I have a voicemail box set up on my website. So if you're ever struggling with anything, this is my free advice column, basically. So go ahead and call in, leave me a message, and I will do an episode on it with an expert, and we will get to the bottom of anything that you're struggling with, give you some ideas, some experiences, and point you in the right direction. And that is basically the Solopreneur Hotline. So again, I'm so excited that you're here and along for the ride with me. And I can't wait to share as much value as possible with you. So stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Solopreneur Hotline podcast. If you'd like to submit your own question for me to answer on an upcoming episode, head on over to alinascarcella.com/podcast. That's also where you'll find all of my previous episodes, show notes, resource links, and all of the goodies that come along with this show. If you like what you heard, I'd love for you to drop a review on Apple Music or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps me out, and I would love to hear your feedback. See you next time.